History tells us that it probably will. If we are to avoid this fate, we will need a lot of new answers to age-old problems. And I believe that fragments of the answers are still to be found in the history of the Roman Empire. Before we apply these experiences, though, to our American way of life, we will need to examine the rise and the fall of the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union. Segment 15E, Conclusions. 1. A Roman by any other name. The Eastern Roman Empire, also known as the Byzantine Empire, was also the Roman Empire. From whenever the Western Empire fell, I still say in 568 AD, but you can argue with that, to its own fall in 1453. The successor kings of Italy, Odovacar and Theodoric, recognized the Eastern Empire and Constantinople as their ruler. The Emperor Justinian didn't conquer a foreign country when he took Italy from the Ostrogoths in 540 AD. In his mind, and in his people's mind, he was merely reclaiming territory that rightly belonged to his empire, the Roman Empire. Even when he became Emperor of the West in 800 AD, Kid Charlemagne acknowledged, if none too loudly, that the Eastern Emperor in Constantinople was his equal in status.